Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, a portion of your Agricultural Services Division is responsible for grading and inspecting, and I know this time of year, those folks are very busy working with fruits and vegetables, and it's a full-time job.
Well, you're right. It is sort of the link between sometimes the grower and the consumer, if that consumer is a retail outlet or a school or something. So we do third-party inspections, which give a little more certainty to the folks buying. And you're right, it's a pretty major responsibility that we have. And last week, we hosted all of those department heads from all over the country at a meeting, and they were talking about these very things. The Food Safety Modernization Act is coming, and how it's going to impact us, and how do we do a better job responding to the farmers or to USDA or FDA when things like this happen. So pretty important to have everybody on the same page.
Absolutely. Now, this organization's about 30 years old, and your own Jack Dantzler there in South Carolina is currently the president.
Well, he is, and we were just visiting about that to see how the meeting went last week, and he'll serve a two-year term. Everyone seemed to find the meeting very informative. A lot of times you know the people from states halfway around the country, but when you have a more of a personal relationship with them, you can get things accomplished. We work with other states. We trade off questions, ideas. A lot of discussion lately moving over to grain about the renewal of the grain inspection services and some of the things that impacted, like the strike at the Western Pacific ports last year and how to prevent that. So, again, sometimes the states have to get together and find that they can come up with better solutions when they all discuss them together.
Well, and you know, oftentimes what these inspectors do and their teams makes the difference as to whether a product can or cannot leave the country in the export trade.
Well, that's exactly right. Not only what we're talking about earlier, actually making deliveries, we have that responsibility, but in exporting product, all of our inspectors work at the Port of Charleston, putting certificates on everything that leaves the country, all to have that customer, no matter where they are, whether they're in Orangeburg County or somewhere halfway around the world, that they are getting a product that somebody who's been trained, and that's another thing not to overlook. On average, it probably takes 2 years of training that a person is qualified to make those judgments, so make those inspections. So it's a pretty involved process. It's a great working relationship that we have with the FDA in some cases and the USDA in other cases. So the South Carolina Department of Agriculture really is a representative of the federal agencies, sometimes here in South Carolina, to our farmers and our consumers.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.